Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Nobody's Son, a memoir, by Mark Sluka, read by Tom Zingarelli. Each one wraps himself in what burns him. Dante. 1. In the summer of 1970, when I was 12 years old, my mother and father and I spent 3 months in a big wooden house on the shore of one of the Twin Lakes in the northwestern corner of Connecticut. My father, a professor of political science, had gotten a summer teaching gig at some institute of international something or other. It came with a house, so up we went. There may be more beautiful places on earth than northwestern Connecticut in the summer, but if there are, I haven't seen them yet. I remember that house, that place, the creaky wooden steps, the well-balanced cedar doors, the click of the tongue in the latch. I remember the track of moonlight across the lake, the rain hissing in the long grass at noon. I fell in love that summer. Her name was Karen. She and her brother Kevin were adopted. Their stepsister, Laura, liked me, but I loved Karen. Karen had long blonde hair, and, if memory serves, ever so slightly crossed eyes, and I loved her. How she felt about me didn't really come up. Bread's I Want to Make It With You was on the radio that summer, as was Frida Payne's Band of Gold. Those songs were about us. Every song was about us. Sitting here by the open window, 44 years later, the songs playing that summer are still about us, though time has erased her face, her voice. Such is the adhesive property of memory, which can cling to a song, God help us, for as long as memory serves. One hot night in July or August,